The Sweet 16 round of the men's NCAA basketball tournament begins tonight. One of the matchups, UCLA versus Gonzaga. And one thing to look forward to is the fireworks play of Gonzaga forward Adam Morrison. He's the country's leading scorer, could well end up as player of the year. He's got a long, unruly mop of black hair. He's got a thin excuse for a mustache that's been the subject of much derision. He's also got type 1 diabetes. I talked about Adam's disease with his father, John Morrison, today. He was on his way to a pregame tailgate party in Berkeley, California. He told me that diabetes runs in their family. Adam was diagnosed in eighth grade.
This still sticks in my mind. You know, when the nurse came in for his second insulin shot, Adam just stopped her and just said, "Hey, you know, you might as well show me how to do this because I'm going to have this for the rest of my life." His doctor said, "Adam, there's nothing you can do about it. It was in the cards. It's hereditary." He named off several professional athletes that were diabetic and saying, "So this is not the end of your basketball days," because that was the one thing that he was scared, that he could never play athletics again.
Yeah. Were you worried about that too, as his father, that since he was diabetic, that maybe he wouldn't be able to keep playing?
No. I knew of some professional athletes that were diabetic and that were playing at the professional level. So the bottom line is to be disciplined. And having coached him in AAU basketball up and through eighth grade, you know, he's had to follow some tough rules. The old father-son thing is not the easiest thing to do. But I can't imagine parents having children, let's say 4 or 5 years old, and they're not into athletics, and they've eaten candy all their life, and then all of a sudden they're found to be diabetic. Now that's a challenge.
Now, Adam wears an insulin pump when he's not playing. What happens during the games? How does he keep track of how his blood sugar's
doing? During the game, he pricks his finger, checks his blood count, see where he's at. Obviously, he doesn't wear the pump, and that's why you see him on the bench giving himself a shot manually. And there's a calculation of how many units of insulin that he needs. If he's too low, he needs, you know, juice or glucose or peanuts or whatever.
How many times might he be giving himself insulin shots during a game?
I think, you know, the most that I've ever recall is maybe 3 times, 4 times. You know, and the thing about this is you cannot cookie cutter your pregame ritual. I know 2 hours before the game he's going to eat his pregame meal of a steak and a baked potato and a vegetable. That's been that way since high school. But you go through warm-ups and all the hoopla and the rah-rah, adrenaline will affect it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like now, the last ball game against Indiana, he had the flu or bad chest cold and sore throat. Well, if you're diabetic, anytime you get any kind of a virus or cold, your immune system, that just sets you back a little bit further. And we were scrambling the last 4 or 5 days just to, you know, get him back to feeling normal.
When you and your wife are watching your son play, I'm sure you're anxious about any number of things and how he's doing, but are you also paying really close attention to, you know, is he flagging? Does he look like maybe he's having a problem here?
No, yeah, we do. We can kind of tell whether he's, you know, the Energizer Bunny, it just isn't happening. Usually that's an indication. We've just told the staff in the past is to try and, you know, make him test, find out where he's at, and then adjust accordingly.
Do you figure Adam is living a bit more in the fast lane, so to speak, than other players might be because of his diabetes, maybe accelerating his pace a bit of what he wants to do when?
No, I don't think so. You know, I mean, all along, the very first Sports Illustrated article when he was a freshman, that was nice, but it was more of a case that media was paying attention that's because he's diabetic, not because he's a player. Well, now it's went full circle. I think it's more, here's a pretty good darn basketball player that's, oh, by the way, does have diabetes. You know, once in a while there's a question about whether he can play at the next level because of that. I just tell people, take a look at what he had to go through over in Maui, you know, 3 games over there where he had to play a triple overtime and played against Maryland, played Michigan State and then Connecticut. Now that's about as high profile as you can get. And I don't think he sat out maybe 3-4 minutes total in those 3 games. So he's proven that point.
Well, Mr. Morrison, good to talk to you, and have a great time at the game tonight.
All right. Thank you.
John Morrison's son Adam is a junior at Gonzaga. His team takes on UCLA in the NCAA tournament tonight.